Good morning and welcome to Inside, a public affairs presentation of Mega Rock, WMKX Brookville and WJNG Johnsonburg. I'm Sharon Stewart, and joining us on the telephone this morning is Karen Sistek. She is the account manager, donor recruitment for the American Red Cross Blood Services, and she's on the telephone to talk about a serious shortage in blood supply in our area.
There is. A lot of people postponed things during COVID. The hospitals had to, of course. Mm-hmm. Different kind of treatments, surgeries, you know, things that people felt they could put off. Well, now the hospitals are opened up. We're taking patients. They're taking patients again. They're scheduling these surgeries. They're needing the blood. In the summer, we do see an increase in traumas. So there's an increased need for blood for that. And people don't donate as frequently in the summer.
Yeah.
So we definitely need people to come on out and help with that. All blood types. We count on the donors to step up. Mm-hmm. And you never know who is going to need blood.
Exactly.
It could be your neighbor. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. So when you donate, you really don't know where your blood is going. You feel good that you are helping someone.
And people like me can become a volunteer if they can't donate. They can donate their time,
huh? Oh, my
gosh.
Absolutely. Again, you can call that 1-800-RED-CROSS if you're interested in becoming a volunteer with the Red Cross. Maybe you want to volunteer with emergency services. We always need that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of time that you can give. Come in, visit with your community, visit with your friends and neighbors, and get to know people. It's a great way to reach out in the community. Our volunteers are rock stars.
What if there's a business out there or an organization that would like to host a blood drive?
We are always looking for people to host a blood drive. If you have a place where you would like to have it, if you have the room, if you have enough people that you think would want to be donors, by all means, you can call me. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, and that would directly get you in touch with me.
Mm-hmm.
We're also always looking for sponsors. We do have existing blood drives in the Brookville area, in Jefferson County, that could use a sponsor. And if you sponsor a blood drive, you're going to help us recruit donors. You're going to have your name on the posters, so it's a nice little thing to do for your community.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe provide some volunteers the day of the blood drive. I like to call it adopting a blood drive.
That's a great name.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, and it's anybody can do it. Groups, organizations, churches. A lot of places don't have the space to do a blood drive.
Mm-hmm.
So they can come on in and take over one of the ones that we already have and really help out that way.
Okay. Well, if they'd like to find out more information about hosting a blood drive or becoming a volunteer, can we give you a call?
I can do the 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Okay.
And what they'll do then is they'll find out what area you are in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in Indiana, Jefferson, Clarion, and Clearfield counties, they'll send you my way and I'll give you a call back and we'll work something out.
Okay. Awesome. You mentioned that there are some blood drives in the area.
To donate? Absolutely. We currently have one July 7th over at the Warsaw Fire Company in Hazen, and that drive runs from 1 to 6:30. We do have appointments open, and then we also have one over on July 9th at the Brookville Church of God. Also a great drive, great people. Come out, meet your neighbors, save some lives. It's a fun day. And that one goes also noon to 6.
Okay.
And that's Friday, July 9th.
And again, you can sign up in advance, make an appointment online at redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Exactly. And if you're hesitant, a lot of people are like, I don't like needles. I don't like the thought of blood. I always tell everyone, no one actually lays there thinking, oh, this is so much fun. Mm-hmm. This is a great thing. But what you have to realize is your one donation can make the difference in the lives of up to 3 people needing blood.
Mm-hmm.
If they break it down into platelets, plasma, and red blood, 3 different people could be getting your one donation.
And you can follow that donation, too, through the Red Cross Blood app.
Yes, you can. They'll tell you exactly, hey, your blood's been processed. Hey, your blood is going to a hospital. And then the day your blood is used to help someone in need,
uh-huh,
they will tell you your blood has been used today.
Wow, that's got to make you feel good when you see that message.
Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. I live for those days.
Uh-huh.
And you can donate every 56 days.
Do you have to be 18 or older or 16?
You have to be 16 with parental consent, mm-hmm. but 17 or 18.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's another reason there's shortages in the summer. We don't have the colleges. We don't have the high schools.
Yeah.
You know, that's thousands of units that aren't being collected.
Hopefully we can fix this and get the blood supply back up where it needs to be.
Exactly.
All right, Karen. Well, thanks for all your useful information, and we'll have to have you back on in the fall.
Oh, Sharon, anytime. You guys have been great. The Brooksville community has been wonderful. Jefferson County, I can't say enough about how many people stepped up during COVID to donate and become first-time donors.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like them to continue. You know, just because we're turning the corner here, there will always be a need for blood. Always.
That's Karen Sistek, account manager and donor recruitment for the American Red Cross Blood Services. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or you can visit redcrossblood.org to find out how you can make a donation. That's 1-800-RED-CROSS or redcrossblood.org online. And that's Insight for this week. If you'd like to be a guest on Insight, please call me at MegaRock at 849-8100 extension 22. The opinions expressed on Insight are not necessarily those of Stratton Broadcasting Incorporated. I'm Sharon Stewart. Thanks for tuning into Insight.